Many states, including Illinois, have laws to restrict new car sales to independent dealers. University of Michigan law professor Daniel Crane says those are a product of the days the big three manufacturers, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, dominated car sales.
They had disproportionate bargaining power vis-a-vis their franchise dealers. You had just the big three. Dealers were mostly mom and pop organizations. And the argument the dealers made was that the big three were taking unfair advantage of them.
But dealerships aren't necessarily mom-and-pop businesses anymore. According to the National Automobile Dealers Association, the average new car dealer in Illinois made close to $49 million in sales last year. And that's before taking services and parts into account. Crane says the dealer model in place now doesn't work for electric automakers like Tesla and Rivian because dealers make much of their profits servicing cars. Crane says service on electric vehicles works in a very different way.
There are no oil changes. There are fewer moving parts. There are no tune-ups. Lots of the servicing or updates is done over the air by the manufacturer. And so this model of make the money on service just does not work for the dealers.
The controversy over direct-to-consumer sales started nearly a decade ago when Tesla announced plans to sell vehicles through company-owned stores and service centers. Eventually, Tesla reached a compromise with the Illinois Secretary of State and the auto dealers. That deal allowed Tesla to have up to 13 dealer licenses. The Secretary of State's office assured dealers at the time it wouldn't grant licenses to other manufacturers, but Rivian's entrance onto the scene has forced state agencies to take another look at the laws in place. Last July, an informal opinion from the Secretary of State's office said state law doesn't explicitly require manufacturers to go through independent dealers to sell their vehicles. Pete Sander is president of the Illinois Automobile Dealers Association, which filed the lawsuit last month against Rivian. Sander says the Secretary of State has been inconsistent.
We need to get some type of a determination on how to move forward. I think the manufacturers need that, the dealers need that, and the consumers need that, as well as for their own protections.
Sanders says dealers have said they're ready and willing to sell Rivian's cars, and he says the dealers protect consumers and bring jobs to their communities.
That's the importance of having a franchise dealer system out there to protect not only consumers, but just to make sure that the vehicles are handled in a correct manner.
Marina Lau is a professor of law at Seton Hall University in New Jersey who specializes in antitrust law. She formerly served as the director of the Office of Policy Planning at the Federal Trade Commission. She says the auto dealer's argument doesn't make sense.
If you add a mandatory layer of cost between the manufacturer and the consumer, it probably will increase consumer prices, or at least I'm not sure that you can make an argument that it would reduce consumer prices.
Lau says it'd be better if manufacturers and customers alike can decide what approach works best.
The fundamental principle of our laws, our competition laws, is that consumers should decide not only where they buy their cars, but how they buy it, right? And consumers may well benefit from being able to buy the cars directly from the manufacturers.
As for the lawsuit against Rivian, Lau says the outcome will depend on how judges read the law.
If the statute is interpreted as saying that an auto manufacturer that uses the franchise system may only sell through its franchise dealers, then the law wouldn't apply to a Tesla or to a Rivian.
Rivian would not comment for this story. I'm Christine Hatfield.